So, you're all coming to Cardiff, eh? The hardest part is over. Our application process might not have been the easiest. And if you had to apply for a visa, well, I'm sorry, but the worst is behind you now. As your residing international advisor, I would like to personally welcome each and every one of you to what could possibly end up being the best year of your life. I'd like for us to answer several questions together here today, including, what can I do to prepare for studying in Cardiff? How do I get access to the internet when I arrive? And last, but certainly not least, can I work while studying in Cardiff? So, first question, what can you do to prepare for studying here? There is a free pre-arrival interactive website for international students that provides examples of what it is like to study at a UK university. See www.prepareforsuccess.org.uk. You're likely to find that there are some things that are similar, but many things are going to be different. Many people find that studying at university is a new challenge, and they need to find different ways of working and studying effectively. As with all aspects of life in a new country and culture, it is important to keep an open mind and be flexible. If you are unsure about anything, ask your personal tutor or someone in your school. In the UK, students often work independently, studying on their own for long periods of time. To get the greatest benefit from your course, you need to organise your time carefully, as simply attending lectures will not be enough for you to pass your degree. At the start of your course, you should know how much work you're expected to do and the important dates for completing it. Undergraduate and taught postgraduate students are given a school course handbook which will outline what is expected of you. It will give you information on the course content, how the course is going to be taught, e.g. by lectures, seminars, group work, etc., how you will be assessed, e.g. by examination and/or written work, and what proportion of your overall mark a piece of work or examination represents, when the assessments will take place, and what marks you need to obtain to pass the course.